Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. The classic TV series MASH tells the story of an Army field hospital located mere miles from the front lines during the Korean War. In one episode, the Army chaplain, Father Mulcahy, cannot comfort a wounded soldier because he's admitted that he's never experienced what it's like to be in battle. After some introspection, the chaplain makes a decision. He secretly stows himself away in a truck headed for the front. Upon his arrival, he finds himself in the middle of a full-fledged firefight. When it's finally over, he returns to the hospital where word of what he's done has already spread through the ranks. The final scene of that episode is Father Mulcahy sitting down once again with the same soldier. The chaplain looks him in the eye and says, "Now let's talk." When you talk to your Savior in prayer, you are not talking to someone who's sitting back on his distant throne in detached serenity. Rather, you are talking to someone who has been exactly where you are. Jesus did not merely get a small taste of what the battles of the world are like. Instead, Jesus fully felt the very worst that the world can launch against us. But remember, Jesus did this not only so he could feel what we feel. He did it to be our perfect substitute. He willingly took the punishment for our failures and paid for them completely at the cross. Every day through his word, Jesus sits down with you. Every day Jesus says, "Let's talk." When he does, think about where he's been. Think about what he's done for you. He knows what the battle is like. He's the one to carry you through. Lord Jesus, you know exactly what it's like to do battle in this fallen world. Thank you for coming here to be my perfect substitute. When you sit down with me every day and speak to me through your word, empower me to open up my heart to you in prayer. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.